Good morning. Another beautiful start to the day throughout interior New York and New England. Comfortably mild with the humidity still in check and high pressure dominating the weather picture, keeping skies mostly clear to sunny this morning. We'll see a few scattered clouds today. Otherwise, that high pressure will dominate through the afternoon. It'll be slightly warmer than yesterday, with most locations getting into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. And as that high pressure center slides off the East Coast, we'll get a return southerly wind flow, bringing in just a touch more humidity. Mostly clear skies tonight, remaining mild and a little bit muggy, back into the lower 60s, and a hot and humid day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, and most folks right around 90 to 91 degrees. Over the weekend, a couple of disturbances will make an approach acting on the heat and humidity. As a result, an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Saturday with highs near 90 with high humidity, but a better chance at more of us seeing showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Still some sunshine, though, not raining the whole time, as highs reach the middle and upper 80s. On Monday, another disturbance will touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm, still in the upper 80s, and warm and humid through the middle part of next week, with just a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the northern plains. A disturbance over the northern plains will move slowly across the Dakotas today as it rides over the top of the western U.S. ridge. This feature will likely be an instigator in deep convection over the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota by late afternoon as temperatures warm through the 80s to near 90 degrees. The strong heating will prove instrumental in air mass destabilization along an advancing wind shift line. While shear profiles are not expected to be that strong, environmental conditions should support organized multi-cell updrafts that could produce large hail and damaging winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was from Panama City, Florida, at 11:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Ljubljana, Slovenia, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 8 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Beaver Dam, Arizona. The 121-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2003 by 5 degrees. There was one daily record low at John Day, Oregon. It was 37 degrees, and this is 1 degree colder than the old record set in 1971. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 58, 68% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour. The barometer at 30.18 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 128 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 40 at Houlton, Maine, Spinchets Lake, Michigan, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the upper 80s, mostly sunny in Boston in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 90 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low, 57, the average temperature, 73, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 11 hundredths for the month, which is now 1.33 inches below normal. And 16.06 inches for the year, which is 3.95 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 8 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 106 now for the month, that's 32 above normal, and 317 for the season, which is 95 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 96, set in 1935, and the record low, 44, set in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, though in the lower 80s across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s back into the 40s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 90. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 90. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot, humid in the lower 90s. Warm and humid Saturday right around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds and just the outside chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, still humid with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s. Upper 80s on Monday with a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Upper 80s to lower 90s on Tuesday, still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms. And the chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Wednesday with highs in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.